Today's news here in the United States as Hurricane Barry, now a Category 1 storm in the Gulf of Mexico, is bringing heavy rain and gusty winds as it heads for landfall on the coast of Louisiana, with the city of New Orleans in its path. Large areas are without electricity and some roads already are underwater. Two coastal areas south of New Orleans are under mandatory evacuation orders. People have boarded up homes and businesses and stocked up on water and other emergency supplies. Some airlines have canceled flights. The National Hurricane Center warns that Barry is continuing to intensify and that wind and rain could affect more than 3 million people across Louisiana and the state of Mississippi. The main threat is flooding in low-lying areas, with special concern for New Orleans, which was flattened by Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. New Russian deliveries of components for Moscow's S-400 air defense missiles are arriving in Turkey, heating up the flashpoint in Ankara's ties with the United States and NATO. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Gibraltar say they have released all four crew members of an Iranian tanker without charge after officers detained the vessel last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. In a statement, the British Territorial Police said the sailors were freed on bail, but that the investigation was continuing. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly